Hello, welcome back. We're here for another contemplative living. And today's episode or subject is tolerance. You know, Spirit once said to me that compassionate dialogue will find the source of suffering. And then with tolerance and loving kindness, we build brighter tomorrows. And we really need tolerance now. You know, there's so much going on that we need to maintain our center so that we can be tolerant, so that we can be effective, and we can move forward. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's get to it.
Welcome. Now creating a life of peace. This is Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Contemplations and Reflections to help with spiritual living. This podcast is made possible by dharmatalks.com.
So, tolerance is one of the three things that really stayed with me after my near-death experience. It really, really was driven home in my NDE to be tolerant, because I saw in my own interactions in my life review that I wasn't tolerant. And I saw how it actually harmed what I was trying to accomplish. So understanding and tolerance are really key to living a really empowered life. So we need to understand that there is no them. There's only we, interconnected in one. We complete each other. So, you know, it's easy to view others as separate from ourselves. We often fall into, you know, the traps of us versus them. It's a old tale. And we forget that, you know, we're all interconnected in humanity's vast complexity. But that we really need to shift our perspective. What if instead of seeing differences as barriers, we saw them as opportunities? You know, opportunities for growth and for understanding. What if we embrace the idea that there is no them? There's only we. There's only us. And when we come together as one, we recognize each other's unique perspectives and experiences. And we create more of a harmonious blend that enriches all of us. Each person brings something valuable to the table. And this way, we're completing one another in ways that we never thought were possible. So, treasure life. Treasure life to the utmost. And be careful of attachment. You know, attachment is that grasping concept, you know, that we, when we grasp something so firmly and we don't let go, how can we be tolerant? If we're holding on to something so tightly that we don't allow anything else, then we can't be tolerant. We have to let go. We have to be free to be ourselves. And when we're grasping onto concepts or principles or whatever it may be, then we're not allowing ourselves the freedom to be who we truly are. Be content. Be content with this moment and dwell in these circumstances. I know. It can be easy to overlook the beauty and the richness of the present moment. And we're bombarded with messages telling us that, you know, we need to do more. We need to be more. We need to be happy. Be more happy. But what if true contentment lies not in chasing after something else, but in fully embracing where we are right now. Dwelling in our current circumstances doesn't mean resigning. It doesn't mean resigning ourselves to mediocrity or stagnation or anything like that. Rather, it means finding peace and fulfillment in the here and now, and recognizing that it's this moment that is all we really truly have. So allow no experience to be excluded or rejected. Every experience has the potential to teach us something, to broaden our understanding of the world around us. And by coming out of the darkness, we allow ourselves all experiences. We allow all experiences to be embraced without judgment, without prejudice. And we open ourselves up to endless possibilities for growth and for learning. Now, I know, you know, allowing no experience to be excluded or rejected. When I said this earlier this week, I had someone come back and they said, you know, there are some tough experiences out there. And, you know, we don't want to, you know, push those away. And I said, no, you know, the toughest experience can benefit from us being centered. When we're in that tough experience, being centered, being present, and coming from a place of inner peace allows us to overcome that experience, overcome it, and to move forward. So when we're tolerant with ourselves, we can be tolerant of others. This one was a tough lesson for me. You know, I mean, I had to really come to acceptance that other people are on their paths. They're going to go in the directions and make the choices that they want to make for themselves. And I may not agree with it, but that's okay. I can be tolerant. That's their life, their choices. They have a divine path that they're on. I have my own. And sometimes we may not need to be on the same path. So we need to be tolerant of ourselves. I was very judgmental of myself as well, very critical of myself. It was my way of being. But then I learned, you know, I have to, again, let go, let myself be who I truly am and be tolerant of myself. And with that, I found that I could be tolerant of other people because I had a higher understanding. I rose my awareness. We all try to rise our awareness above the circumstances so that we can be, we can see, and we can tolerate where we are, even though we know we can do better. So we possess a natural sense of dignity, a sense of light that touches everything. And it just emanates from us when we are in our true nature. It's within us flowing through our veins like the life force that sustains us. And this innate quality allows us to see the beauty and diversity and embrace the uniqueness of every individual that we encounter. Because with our light, we can see their light. So tolerance is not simply about accepting others despite their differences. It's about recognizing and honoring those differences that are as essential components, and they bring us all together as humanity. So when we approach others with an open heart, an open mind, we're able to tap into this sense of light that's within ourselves. And we're able to connect on a deeper level by cultivating tolerance in our daily interactions. We actually create space for growth and understanding and compassion. We become those beacons of light, shining brightly, you know, and we need to illuminate the darkness and continue to nurture this inherent sense of dignity within us and extend it to all beings that we encounter, you know, on our journey, on our sacred journey. So open yourself to the higher good and open yourself to the higher good in others and see we all are interconnected and interdependent. You know, we need to break out of the bubble of separateness, break out of that bubble and recognize each person carries within them a spark of goodness, a spark of potential, and it's waiting to be recognized and nurtured by those around them. And by choosing to see the best in others, we create a ripple effect of positivity that can spread far beyond our immediate circles. When we lift each other and we lift each other up instead of tearing each other down, our immediate, you know, we lift each other up instead of tearing each other down. We foster a sense of unity, understanding. And that understanding transcends the cultures, the divides, the personal differences. So recognizing our interconnectedness, we understand that every action impacts the world around us. And by practicing tolerance and empathy toward others, we sow seeds of compassion and kindness that can blossom into lasting change. I hope you're able to find your peaceful center this week. I hope you're able to use that to build your capacity for tolerance and to bring it out into the world. And I hope you have a blessed week. Namaste.
Thank you for listening today to Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Please be sure to subscribe, listen, and share with your friends wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Podbean app. You can find the links to these on David's website, dharmatalks.com, on the Contemplative Living page. Have a blessed week.